The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
God damn, this pot roast is good. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, Doyle, Tim, Steve, and a bunch of other people that are in the house, but they don't really contribute.
Sometimes they do.
To the household, they do.
No, just not to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the show now.
I mean, she does feed us.
That's true. Tim doesn't contribute either.
This fair.
We might as well kick him off, too.
I mean, and Steve really didn't say a whole lot either.
Well, he's a guest, though.
I can only he's a guest.
He's essentially what Tim's doing. He's guesting on the show.
Just a permanent residency.
Wait a minute. This is too long of an intro.
Wait, what? This is still the fucking intro, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with... Wait, I did this all... Yeah, no more funny. Fucking cut it out. Yeah. Hey, everybody, we're going to talk about a funny movie.
I don't think it was that funny.
All right, you know, so first of all, hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to
episode... You kind
of
sounded like that guy who just passed away.
Rip Torn. Oh, Rip Torn.
No, it wasn't Rip Torn.
Anyway, Rip Torn didn't die today.
No, it was
Rip
the
Torn
other guy.
Died like a year ago.
It wasn't Rip Torn. It was Rip something, though.
Rip Taylor.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 144 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'm Steve.
Oh, I'm Juan. I almost jumped the gun right there. I'm sorry,
guests.
Steve. I'm sorry.
He's our guest.
Be our guest.
Jump right over.
I know.
Just because he's what?
Black. He said black.
He should be jumping over me then.
Whoa. And banned.
Tried to back it up, bust you on the intro, bro.
Was a compliment.
I think Rosa Parks died for that joke.
Equally. Jesus.
Time plus tragedy equals Rosa comedy.
Wow.
We'll see if she gives a shit on the seance episode.
So let's go over that really quick. Again, we are still looking for a spirit medium to help us with our seance episode on October 20th. If you know
one
any...
who can roll with the punches, then.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why the first lady I talked to was like, nah, I'm out. Because I told her, I was like, look, we're a pretty... We try to be humorous, and we want to take it seriously, but not like... Please don't get too crazy with the seriousness, like, because we still want to keep it a little lighthearted. And she was basically, nah, I'm out.
I'm not trying to get a demon in me.
Yeah.
I don't want it that serious.
Nobody wants it that serious. Yeah. So maybe we just find somebody that dresses as a gypsy.
We're looking for a gypsy. Yeah. I feel like they're going to steal your shit. We're at your place next time.
That's racist.
The train never
that's
stops.
Racist as fuck. The shit.
Is that said. Racism or is that a generalization?
$100 says
that
if we go to Pearl
is
Street
racism.
On a Saturday and walk down it, that we can have a medium finally get before
by the time we're done, Pearl Street Mall in Boulder. Yeah. That's fair.
Probably two or three.
No, you will find a high person and lots of them, and that will be all you
well,
for.
I mean, I'll be one of
or
them.
Or somebody with a sweater around their neck. Yeah.
Or an infinity scarf, whatever the fuck that is, but I see jokes about it on the internet.
As long as they think they can contact the dead, that's all we're looking for.
Just a scarf that doesn't end.
How does it not end?
A Mobius scarf?
Circular.
A Mobius scarf.
That sounds amazing.
So, today we are going to be talking about our pop culture classic, which has come to us from Jason.
Yes.
Yes. So, Jason, today we are going to be talking about your choice.
You know what's funny?
Huh.
I'm sorry. You're like, oh, we should do all like horror movies for Halloween. And
right.
Then Jason's like, Raising Arizona.
Well, but we didn't give him
we didn't give him. Yeah. He didn't have that.
Anyways, so today we're going to be talking about the 1987 film Raising Arizona, starring Nicolas Cage and other famous people. Holly Hunter, John Goodman. I just didn't have it pulled up.
Like,
William Forsythe, Trey Wilson.
There are a lot of fucking people.
Francis McDormand, Randall Craig Cobb, like about a zillion different people. This movie is about people that kidnap a baby, and it's funny as fuck. Like, it's one. There's maybe like 10. I know. I'm going to be the only person that thinks this movie's good. There's
no, I liked the movie.
There's like.
It's just not.
I want to say there's. I want to say there's 8 to 10 Nicolas Cage movies that are like Nicolas Cage, and this is one of them. Mandy's up there. Bad Lieutenant is up there because it's so bad.
Face Off.
National Treasure.
Oh, National Treasure might be my favorite Nicolas Cage movie.
What's the...
I fucking love that
Leaving
movie.
Leaving Las Vegas. Like, that shit... He won awards for that shit. Like, the dude can act, just not all the time. Because he's busy, like...
I was only negative 9 days old when this came out.
He's, like, spinning a wheel on a movie. He's like, am I going to do a good job this time?
Some actors just earn a paycheck sometimes.
I feel like it's only when he's, like, the lead. Like, a lot of other movies, he has other people with him to kind of help him.
On the lead movies as well. Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. When he's the lead, you get a lot of crazy fucking Nick Cage. But when he has a supporting actor or a group of people, it kind of helps stave that off a little bit.
There's one movie that flies in the face of that, but for the most part, I think that's true. Because The Weatherman, he is like the lead, and I think that's one of his best movies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking about The Wicker Man?
Is he the lead, or is he the lead?
He's like basically the only character in the movie.
Yeah, it's a movie called The Weatherman. Wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I didn't like it very much.
I loved it.
It's been a long time.
Lord of War wasn't bad.
It's not Wicker Man, though. That movie's fucking awful and never should have been in it. Lord of War is...
Wasn't there like two of those?
No, there's Wicker Man? An old one and a new one.
I thought he made a sequel.
To Wicker Man?
Yeah, I thought he did. I could be wrong.
He wicked again, bro.
I didn't watch the movie, so who knows?
It was Tinfoil Man. It turned out that wicker burns, and tinfoil does it so much.
Wicker Man 2, this time we got foil.
That sounds like a drug movie.
Yeah, it's about crack.
Is that how you smoke crack?
Hold on, a bunch of crazy nun ladies out in the middle.
Meth? Meth? Oh, man. So, you guys, so I think this movie's really funny.
The problem is you haven't seen it recently.
No, I've seen
my funny barometer. I'm giving it 2 out of 5. 2 out of 10 stars.
So I don't think it's that.
I've seen this within the last 6 months. Like, I've seen it this year. I love Coen Brother movies, and their version of, like, comedy really makes me laugh a lot. Like, The Lady Killers with Tom Hanks, I fucking love that movie. I don't think I even know anybody else that has watched it.
Burn After Reading was funny.
Burn After Reading is really funny. Fargo is, like, the darkest, most fucked up comedy of all time. Like,
everybody loves Fargo.
Big Lebowski, that's hilarious.
Everybody loves Big Lebowski.
And, like... No, Steve hates the Big Lebowski,
that's
by the way.
You see they're going to make a sequel about Jesus?
What's that?
Supposedly they're making a sequel.
Oh, yeah, with John Turturro about Jesus? I thought you were saying that the Coen brothers were making a movie about, like...
Not supposedly.
Jesus the Lord. Like...
that's not a supposed thing, though. The trailer's already out.
Passion of the Christ. Passion of the Christ 2. Don't fuck with the Jesus.
You said it, man.
May he be real? I don't know. I don't like to make fun of him. Got the Thunderbolts.
That's Zeus, dude.
Yeah, but he's. I'm
pretty
ass.
Sure he got some.
He's
as well.
A better ass. So I love the Coen Brothers version of comedy. Like it makes me laugh. Like it's one of the few. They're one of the few directors that when I watch their movies, they make me laugh. But a big part of the disconnect that I think a lot of people like in this group had with Dead Don't Die is it's that same version of comedy where it's like very deadpan and like it's not necessarily funny words. It's like situationally funny because it's so fucking weird and absurd. But then in your mind, you're like, I can see how it got to that point, and that absurdity makes it funny to me. And that makes it super fucking hilarious. Like, when I think about Dead Don't Die, I think of it as a really fucking funny movie. Whereas you guys were like, I mean, there were some
when
good jokes.
Ron thinks about it, he thinks, fuck Tim, he needs to stop picking things.
Yeah.
And I don't even think you picked it. I think we figured out that we picked it after we saw that movie. Yeah.
but we still shit all over you.
I planted the seed.
But at the end, I was like, oh, fuck, I think we picked that shit.
You're
you're like, eh, fuck Tim.
The movie more subtly just felt like a guy who wanted to go back to jail to me the second
time. Yeah, I feel like it.
And it's like a subtle undertone of white supremacy.
There is that.
It's just like, and I caught the funny parts, but I was just like, I don't know, it just was very dated.
I think it's funny, it just is not dated. Like, ha-ha funny. Like, oh, shit, that's fucking weird and crazy.
I mean,
but I wasn't like, oh, fuck, ha-ha, like, that. Like, it didn't make me laugh like that.
I give it 2 out of 5 out of 10 stars of funny for this one, whereas Dead Don't Die is like 0.5 out of 10 5 stars.
I mean, I like that your star rating system becomes more convoluted.
It's intricate, bro. Shit's intricate. He'll write you how it works. Don't worry about it.
I don't know how it works.
Like, he'll write you a manual.
Whiteboard of just like mathematical equations. And so it lands here.
At the bottom, there's an equal sign. It says Martha. 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 Why you say that name?
That's funny. See, that made me laugh.
See, and that's what makes me laugh about Raising Arizona. Is it's so fucking absurd, but you can see how it got there. So, and funny hee-hees.
And funny fucked him.
What's weird to me is
I don't know what that means.
Racism flies under the radar for a lot of people.
I don't think movie. I don't remember there being racism in it.
This whole...
That's what a racist would say.
Is woodpeckers happening?
I'm not even white.
Do you notice his woodpecker tattoo gets a lot of attention in that movie?
The bad guy?
Supremacy, like prison gang.
The big dude.
No, Nicolas Cage's tattoo.
Oh, really? No, I guess I didn't pay attention.
And he's always kind of just subtly hanging out with all white people. Well, the white guy.
I hang out with a lot of white people.
I know, they are fucking everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. And I'm the token the high guy who doesn't actually get high, which is weird.
That's got to be fun for you sometimes.
I do love it. Everybody thinks I'm a stoner and I'm not.
Until we get our numbers. No, one day we're just gonna take Greeley Owens. This is why people are gonna be excommunicated, they're all gonna move to Fort Collins.
They're gonna move to where the Mexicans are in Greeley right now.
Yeah, they're gonna gentrify. They're gonna gentrify 9th Avenue.
No, I enjoy. I would give the movie. I don't know how we're rating this shit anymore, but I would give the movie a thumbs up. I enjoyed the movie.
You would give it a thumbs 0.5.
I would give it a thumbs. Wait,
does that mean half of my thumb is chopped off or halfway
is that,
up?
Is that degrees or radians?
I don't know.
It's actually
polar coordinates.
No, it's
math.
It's actually degrees.
It's thumbs middle out of 10, 6 digits of pi. That's so much less.
That's a lot of fucking pi. Yeah.
For those not watching, one of his hands is in a pie. It's very confusing. He keeps turning it back and forth like a DJ.
What's weird is the people who are watching are like, I don't see no fucking pie.
It's thumb stars 6.9 out of 3.
Oh, well. Oh, buddy. I tried to watch somebody do simple math the way they teach people now.
It makes no fucking sense.
The video I watched was so funny because it's a side-by-side. And the lady finishes in like 2 seconds. And then you get to watch her like brew coffee and walk her dog and shit. And the other person's still doing the math problem. It's so hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Somehow, this week,
Old Man Yells at Cloud.
So.
I'm Hannah, not even old.
Hannah really struggled with that, okay? And then all of a sudden this year, it all clicked. And once it clicked, she blows through math.
I feel like I shouldn't teach my kids anything because I don't know what the fuck they're going to learn over there.
I yelled at by my kid's teacher. She sent me a scathing email like, you need to stop showing Kenny how to work arithmetic like this. And I was like, what the fuck are you teaching?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I got shitty back, dude. I was like, what do you mean? I can't help my kid do his math homework?
So she's all, do it right, bitch.
I'm like, I'm showing my work, bitch. Bro. Oh,
we just lost 2 viewers straight up right there.
They're like, oh, they're talking about parenting.
So, I don't know how it works, so I can't say it's worse. But who decided that you needed it?
I don't know.
Who was like 8.8?
I don't see here. Hard. Here's the thing is I don't know that it is better or worse. I know how I was taught, and that's really fast. And the way they do it made sense in my head, but I just didn't understand the extra 15 steps that you had to go through.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing to me.
My understanding of what the 15 extra steps to go through is it's the building blocks to get you to like algebra and trigonometry and stuff, so that you understand all the small movements between like 8 plus 5 equals this, and you can map it out so that when you get to trigonometry, some of those concepts are there from when you were in like first and second grade.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I sell cars for a living that are $30,000 and $40,000, and I don't do any math.
Yeah, somebody else does that math.
The computer does all the math for me.
Other math looks like hashtags.
No, he doesn't even do math. The computer does everything.
The Asian's got the little, the fucking slide of jigs. What are those?
An abacus?
We just learned about that today.
Oh, why don't we just do what the Asians do? They're super smart at math. Legitimately.
They fucking get it.
It's funny because I sold a car to one of my first Asian people ever. Older Asian lady.
There is nothing you're about to say that is going to make
no,
you sound
no. racist. She was amazing at math. Fucking amazing.
See, right there. I told you.
I showed her the numbers and she flipped the paper over and worked somehow to the number that I was at. And I'd have, from scratch, I had no idea what she was doing.
She's like, so my.
I was like, God damn, you're smart.
What?
She's like,
you're not even allowed to talk about
you're not going to trick me. I'm not trying. Shit.
You're all smart, but try.
Who finds out Juan was tricking her? Juan didn't even know.
Yeah. Holy shit.
He's like, can you show me that again?
Well, it's like a computer just does this shit.
I do blame that. It's either the computer fucked up or my manager's fucked up. That's how that works.
My manager says
he's a dick. Yeah, let me go figure out why he tried to rape you just then.
It wasn't me. I was totally my boss.
I definitely have told somebody, he just doesn't know what he's saying. I'll be right back.
I tell people that all the time.
And then I'm like, they think you don't know what
you're saying. I love how people think their managers and stuff, they're going, oh, fuck that guy. Higher rate for him.
Oh, they do. So raising him. So.
I don't know how we got on that tangent.
So genuinely though, like I love this movie. I give this movie a thumbs up easily.
I was gonna try and do a picture so that I could post on Facebook of like, hey, we're talking about Raising Arizona, and I was like, who has enough hair to pull off the weird fucking hair that he has? None of us have enough hair. That's what I was just like. Oh fuck, he might.
Steve got long hair.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So here's the question I have. If you're going to rate it against other Coen Brothers films, would you put it like bottom Coen, middle, or top?
Ooh, man, that's a tough question.
I don't know, Coen. My thing is I've only been focusing on shit like this for the past like 7 or 8 years, so I don't know who wrote or directed anything. So I'm bad at that. No. I'm just
– Are you sure? Because you have a fuck ton of movies.
What I'm saying is I generally know who's in front of the camera. I'm really bad at knowing who's behind the camera.
Got it.
Same.
It's like in the bottom third still.
Bottom like, third? Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, too. Yeah, I love Batman, but I don't know who fuck writes
so,
it. I don't know.
So to
yeah.
that
it
point,
says it right there on the cover.
To that point, like where I would put it in like the Coen brothers canon, it goes in the bottom third, but I think that is more to do with the function of how early it is
I was gonna
in
ask.
Their career than it is like the movie itself. Because the movie... I feel if they were to have done this movie like 3 years ago, A, it would probably be a very different movie, and I think they would hit a lot more like traditional comic beats, because as their canon moves forward, they become, they're still quirky, they're still the Coen brothers, but they get, each step is a little closer to just like a normal comedic movie. Like a movie like Men Who Stare at, or Burn After Reading, not Men Who Stare at Ghosts.
Also
goats, but like
I think that was my first introduction to them.
It hits a lot of like just very traditional comedic notes, and I think that's a big part of why less people liked it is because it's not as weird and funky as like a normal Coen.
I will tell you, not knowing anything about the Coen brothers, it was fucking tremendously weird.
Yeah, oh.
I went in laughing, and then halfway through, fucking one of the main stars gets shot in the closet, and I was like, what the fuck movie am I watching? What just happened? Like, and then it takes a weird deep end dive, and I was completely lost, but I enjoyed the movie still.
They do that a lot.
And what's it? George Clooney's building a bicycle to suck his own dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it had dildos and shit on it too. It's so weird. I enjoyed the movie.
If you haven't watched a bunch of Coen Brothers movies, you should. Because they're really
I may have. I have no idea.
They're really, really entertaining. Like
they can be somewhat hit and miss sometimes. Like sometimes if you don't like the flavor that the Coens are going for, you're probably not going to like many of them.
Should I interject? Or should we be calling them the Coen sisters?
No, that's the Wachowskis.
Is it the Wachowskis? Okay, cool.
Yeah, those are different.
All are the Matrix people.
Different brothers / sisters?
Different brothers, sisters.
Okay.
Sisters, brothers?
That's a show.
Is that good?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I used to love that fucking show. I think it's terrible on replay now. The Wayans brothers.
Oh, God.
Give it a high five.
Those I just love that awful. Intro.
I think they're funny, but I don't
Their
think...
Show was,
upon rewatching that show, I don't think it was that funny.
What, in Living Color?
No. It's just the Wayans Brothers show.
Oh.
That's just
After
what it's called.
In Living Color, when Fox completely neutered all their jokes.
Unpopular opinion, though. Black sitcoms used to be really funny, I thought. Like Martin... They're
excuse me, sir. I believe you mean Martin.
They're fucking terrible now.
What?
Go watch the Netflix ones. Like all the recent ones that are coming out. Every single episode is about how black people get shitted on. Like every episode, the entire episode.
I don't know. Blackish is really funny.
Okay, I'm not most of them. Like Neighbors, the new one with Cedric
really
the
good
Entertainer.
Too.
That's not a sitcom.
Dude, that is absolutely a sitcom. That show is funny
what show?
As fuck. Atlanta with Childish Gambino. What's his name?
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
That's more of like, it is a funny show.
That show is funny as fuck.
I'm talking about your standard like audience clapping in the background.
Let's be real.
Like a family sitcom.
Yeah, but it's just, dude, it's getting bad.
I heard Neighbor was pretty funny.
Let's just talk about how nothing will ever top the Cosby Show.
I like the Cosby Show.
I'm just saying.
I like the Cosby Show.
Listen, we all watch the Cosby Show.
I apologize. He raped a lot of people. Like I
don't need to
allegedly.
He needs.
No, he does. But I mean,
I'm not convicted, man.
I'm not going to apologize for liking the show. I think the show was great.
You get away with it for 60 years. I think he just rides off into the distance.
Yeah, he's just gonna.
Oh, he's getting rode off into the distance.
Isn't he under house arrest? I thought.
Yeah.
Because he's appealing, I think.
No, I think it's because he's too old.
I mean,
like,
wouldn't you?
He couldn't see and shit.
He's fucking blind.
His one eye finally went way over here.
If we send this old motherfucker to jail, he's dead.
He's definitely going to get murked.
Yeah.
Too much Jell-O when I'm made go.
Takeshi 6ix9ine is going to use him as a human shield.
Shit. God. What happened to rap? Went to shit is what happened.
I like that Snoop posted something about how Martha Stewart's more of a G than Takeshi 6ix9ine. He's all, that bitch didn't roll over on nothing, motherfucker. I'm like, wow, that's like absolutely true.
She went to jail, she did her time, and now
she kept her fucking mouth shut.
Now
she's back on
now
top.
She's making pastries again.
I shit you not.
With Snoop.
I listened.
Dope.
Yeah.
I watched this YouTube video called The Best Rapper from Every State. They're current. I did not understand a single word of any song played at any point in any of the videos.
That's weird.
It's all just fucking on everything. I was like, I don't know what that means.
Rapping means now.
Yeah.
Oof, man. Bailey likes a lot of new rap.
It's so bad.
And I try really hard.
It's
like,
so
I don't want to be the parent that's like, I hate your garbage kid music.
You do want to be that parent.
But man, I fucking hate her garbage kid music sometimes. Like,
100%
some things
that
are just
right now.
Some of it's good.
Some things are just bad.
Like some of it's good. And like I'm going to admit a lot of the music that I listened to when I was her age, now as an adult when I listen to it, I was like, wow, this is trash. Yeah. Perfect example, the Sex Pistols. They are the fucking worst. Like their politics are bullshit. Well, yeah, like it's just made up. And like their music, it's the music itself is just garbage music. Like they don't do a good job. Like I'd rather listen to Clash any day.
I like anything that I could catch a tune to. Like anything that kind of gets me a lot of poppy stuff. Cardi B, like I don't normally would be like, yeah, let's listen to some Cardi B, but she's got I like a lot of the rhythm and the feel of her music.
I do. I like a lot of her music.
I'm not saying all rap is bad. I'm just saying there's a lot of bad rap.
I agree with you.
What's funny is there's like levels of bad rap. So like Bailey listens to her rap, which I consider like trash because I like older rap where I can, you know, understand what the fuck they're saying.
Or just
and like I don't have a problem with not knowing what they're saying. I listen to a lot of death and black metal. Like that doesn't bother me, but rap is like designed around lyricism. Like, it's sparse beats with lyrics, and if you don't know what they're saying, it completely defeats the fucking purpose of the music.
Yeah. On this episode of Old Man Yells at Cloud.
Yeah. All episodes are Old Man Yells at Cloud. You listen to the fucking show. You know.
There was a defining moment recently, I think, that just paddled Rap's boat out into the ocean and shot it with a fiery arrow. Mm-hmm. Eminem had that
with Machine Gun Kelly,
and a lot of people online thought Machine Gun Kelly's song was better.
No way! Like, no. Everything I read said that Eminem. Every comment that I read was like
normal people.
Go
but
watch
like,
YouTube videos of like younger.
Oh yeah,
audience.
See, I didn't watch
all,
any
like,
videos.
Machine Gun Kelly killed him. I'm like,
yeah, no, Machine Gun Kelly got fucking buried.
I like Machine Gun Kelly's first one. I thought that was kind of funny.
That raps like Eminem, but not as good.
Wishes he rapped like Eminem,
but
much like the guy at karaoke on Thursday. Won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Sir Shady.
Fuck.
Shady fucks.
There's only three lines, bro.
Oh, that was you. I was like, hey, someone commented.
Yeah, I'm trying to get people to interact here.
That's okay. No biggie.
Yeah.
Lurks
and S1 Faker are in now.
So what I was saying, though, is there. Bailey talks about like her rap that you can hear on the radio that I'm not a huge fan of, but she talks about this dude at her work that is into rap, and she's like, and he listens to fucking bullshit rap. I was like, you know, inquiring minds wanted to know, so I was like what?
Calm down, glowing white girl.
She goes, that fucking SoundCloud shit. And so I started looking it up the next day. There are a fucking million dudes on SoundCloud that call themselves rappers can't rap, have no business being anywhere near a computer, like clearly, that make beats that sound like someone shit into said computer and slammed the lid shut like 15 times. Like, it is. She hates it. I hate it, like, up here. Like, it is the.
Gabe's not shouting at clouds, he's trying to
set
them on.
I listen.
SoundClouds.
I listen to. SoundClouds.
What the fuck is a SoundCloud?
I listen.
Buy phones on eBay to set them on.
I listen to Japanese noisecore, okay? Like, I listen to.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither.
I listen to some fucking awful music.
You do.
I do.
You do.
This is worse than that. And I can't comprehend. Who, like, and they have hundreds of followers, and they make money off of it.
Of course.
And in my brain, I'm like, who the fuck is listening to you, and why are we not euthanizing those people?
The most meta comment about this is there are people on a different podcast right now talking about this podcast.
They are.
Say the exact same
100%.
Thing.
100%.
How do these five assholes get a computer and hook it up to the internet? Fuck these guys.
They even have the internet where they live?
Side note, our Turkish snacks come in tomorrow, so.
Yes.
It took a wild turn around the early 90s when we started letting Mongoloids breed, but anyway.
Oh my god!
Steve, jokes on those people because we don't make any money doing this.
It costs me money.
I don't want to cost me
money.
A shit ton of money.
Money.
It costs me so much money.
You're the asshole that's paying.
Oh my god!
You are the person I want to euthanize. That's so weird.
You just created your.
You know,
own
over the course of like over the
this
course
joke
of like, two
went full circle.
It's like an infinity
years.
Scarf.
It's a decent amount of money.
This
is the infinity scarf of jokes.
I don't want to add it up because my wife's over there.
I just know we're getting close
$20.
To
$20. Yeah, yeah.
Close to 3 years.
$20.
$20.
Basically, no,
like every day, or what are we talking about?
Thanksgiving challenge, we all become SoundCloud rappers. Who can make the most money?
I'm down.
Sold.
I'm kind of down with this.
Sold. Each of us has to make a SoundCloud account. And
your wife's already booing you.
I don't care.
That's going to be a sample. You're gonna. That's Gabe's sample. Is just going to be his wife. Boo. Boo. Boo.
My wife is all my boo. We're doing the seance episode.
Thinking outside the beatbox.
No, I have. That's what it's called. Okay. Doyle, you're full of good ideas, but here's my real idea.
I just don't execute.
In October, we're doing the seance episode.
Correct.
What's a good thing to do for Thanksgiving? Let's do something good for some people.
Flag football?
For Thanksgiving. No, let's do something good.
Let's for other people, you mean? We're doing good for other people.
Yeah, not for ourselves, for other people. Let's have a competition. Anyway. We'll make a little tiny trophy for it. We'll see who can make the most money on SoundCloud. And however much money we make, we find something that we donate it to, like an animal shelter or something.
Nobody
like that
takes a bag of four pennies.
We are going to make easily ones of dollars.
You know,
because
we'll do,
I'm going to slip a cool dollar bill into my own SoundCloud.
We'll donate the money to a turkey rescue.
And Steve will
That is a genius idea.
Steve will match everything we make.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I was like, he must think highly of us.
I think this is a good idea.
That'd be hilarious because one of us blows up. Spent $132,000, dude.
He had to quit his job. He's making his own.
That'd be amazing.
He's still working 14-hour days.
That's going to be his first single, 14-hour days.
What we don't know about Doyle is Doyle that he's on the actually real. The next B.I.G. Like,
that would be really weird.
His first album is called Bunghole Cutter. First track, it's a good job.
Second track, I shit in my truck.
Second track, I shit in my bag.
You don't know how the streets be real till you shits in a bag, son.
Let's get off of this. Let's
third track is Asians.
Third track,
wow.
Not Dish.
Last name, middle name Dish. Last name Daniels.
Petri Dish Daniels. That sounds PDD. Like a porn.
So the voice of that character really was murdered by their parents?
Yes. It's fucking horrible.
Of which character? Petri like from, the Land Before Time?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So if we fail to get a medium, are we just getting a Ouija board?
Wiggly. Take it.
Yeah, we're going to... Yeah, I think he said we were going to set up some candles and just kind of make it look kind of spooky.
Yeah, we'll do... If we can't find a medium, we'll
kinda
just figure
it out. Kind of spooky. You know what we should do? I'll buy a green screen and we can figure out how to use that bitch.
I mean, if you want.
Health and honor.
Your wife says no.
Wow, she doesn't know.
We'll get a Ouija board. No, we'll just make sure we put a line of salt around the board.
I don't.
So nothing will get out of it.
You can do it in Bailey's room. There's a salt circle around her room.
You can't just watch Supernatural and hope for the best.
Bailey.
That's exactly how that works.
Isn't a Bailey a witch, though? I don't really want to go in that room and get possessed or anything.
She's a good witch.
None of that shit
witch.
Is real.
On the off chance that it is,
I'm with Juan.
I want to be upstairs.
I'm pretty sure Jerry Padalecki is very real.
He's the next Walker, Texas Ranger.
All right, all right. Raising Arizona, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Sure. Thumbs middle.
Thumbs up.
I haven't seen it. So thumbs. Thumbs like 1.5 out of 5 out of 10.
Ooh, wow.
Didn't watch
that's a bad
it, but I go about half and half on most Coen films. So, yeah,
thumbs
about a
mid,
half.
Thumbs mid.
Yeah.
Unseen, thumbs mid.
Thumbs 5.5 out of 6938265.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, get us out of here.
Said, I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'm Steve.
I'm Juan.
Check you in a week. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.